The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And getting breakfast crab photos from our buddy Lee in Towson. Laser, if you're still listening, Captain Don sends greetings and condolences from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And we have Shane from Farmville, Virginia, on hold. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. I wanted to make a comment about Stan. Even though I never met him, he seemed like he was part of the show, and I was a little touched when I heard about the news.
Yes, you and I both.
Yes, he was a personality that was fun to listen to, fun to hear.
Yeah, he was. He loved driving his truck and call us from the truck or call us when he was on break, and he did have some. You know, his son Laser shared that he never liked to type when he was texting. He'd send you a video, he'd send you a link, but you know there'd be a voice message. You know, and he'd just say just what he was thinking when he was driving or when he was stopped or whatever, and that's how it came through loud and clear.
Yeah, I guess the Lord needed some material moves, huh?
I guess he did. Yep.
But I have a few questions.
I'll do my best.
they're simple. What is about the fish stocking? When they stock the fish, are they anticipating them to breed, or are they designed just to be caught?
No, it all depends on what kind of fish you're talking about. Now, if you're talking about put-and-take trout, they're looking for them to be caught. However, the holdovers will breed, depending on the species. Now, the brown trout, the brook trout, some of the rainbows will breed, but some of the rainbows are bred not to breed, which would be the golden trout. I believe they're sterile as well, which is a mutant of the rainbow trout. Anybody that's caught a golden trout will know that.
So, I guess hypothetically, if they're never caught, could they become a record, or they?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not? Yeah, I mean, I know out in Western Maryland, there's some big rainbows out there that have been, I don't know, 12, 15 pound that are state records. I can't call to this instant the size of the trout, but I know that some big trout are caught out in Western Maryland. Originally, were stocked because, you know, rainbow trout, brown trout are not native to our soil. The only native trout we have here is a brook trout in Maryland. So everything else has been stocked at one point or another. Now, I know this, that the bass are very prolific. The fingerling bass that they've stocked in the non-tidal Potomac, the smallmouth bass, have helped substantiate that population. As they grow, they continue to grow and they continue to breed. So that population has come back from a dozen years ago when we had devastating floods up in that area that just, you know, washed everything out of the upper reaches of the non-tidal Potomac up there, you know, the Hagerstown, Williamsport area up that way. So the indications are that the smallmouth bass stocking program has been successful there. A lot of our striped bass were stocked during the moratorium, during the mid-80s into the 90s and beyond. There was a prolific stocking program striped bass in Chesapeake Bay you know, help stabilize that population, and they indeed do breed. The hybrid striped bass, the cross between a striped bass and a white bass, are also sterile. So if you catch one of the few remaining, if there are any, hybrid striped bass in Maryland, that fish will not breed, and you will, you know, may as well take it home and eat it, because you're not helping the population by returning it. I've only ever caught one, and I'll tell you what, they are tremendous fighters for sure. But But I mean, you know, the biologists and the scientists are always playing with different fish stocks, newer, better, faster, more, you know, higher survival rate, things like that. The other stocking program that's been a success here in Maryland has been the shad stocking, both the American shad and hickory shad. American shad, I watched as the new hatchlings at 2 days and 4 days of age were marked for future capture by electroshocking. You're not allowed to keep a shad here in Maryland, but you know, the scientists will go out and they'll see how their fish stocks are doing, and they do that by looking at the ear bone, the otolith of the fish that is harvested. They will actually take the microscope, and the way it works is when that little shad is 2 days old, that and that particular day's hatch goes in a solution of dye, and then they're taken out, and then they're returned to fresh water. Then 2 days later, they'll put them back in the dye again, and they'll make notations on how many fish they dyed in the dye bath, and that dye actually soaks into the ear bone. So when they bring those fish out and they harvest them for research, they'll take a look at that ear bone, and they'll see that ring number 2 and ring number 4 have been stained with dye, and they'll be able to trace that back to when they were produced and released in the hatchery. Pretty fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So a lot of good research goes into fisheries here in Maryland. People don't understand.
No, heck no. I do have a question about the deer measuring.
Okay.
I'm a fisherman. I'm not a hunter.
Okay.
When you go to the big box stores, they sell the deer food, and
right.
they also sometimes I see it where there are supplements.
Right.
It promotes antler growth and things
yep.
like that.
Yep.
Does it really promote it? And do you guys kind of? Do you know if you're getting a deer that has been, I guess, the growth has been enhanced by a outside source?
I don't know that
it really matters.
No, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
okay,
you know,
right.
deer. I mean, the antlers are calcium. They're bone. Okay, they
uh-huh.
grow. So if you have a healthy balance of calcium and minerals in your body, calcium, magnesium, whatever else it takes, these supplements tend to enhance that. Do they grow large antlers? I believe in a captive situation, if you're feeding these deer on a regular basis and you're only feeding them, you know, grain plus supplements, you know, those deer are going to grow large antlers. You've seen these deer farm deer or these high fence deer. They're highly supplemented, and yes, it does enhance their growth. In a wild situation, you know, as long as they're eating whatever you put out there, if it's a mineral lick or if it's mineral enhanced food, yes, it can tend to help those antlers for sure.
Okay,
it's a management technique. In a captive herd, it makes more difference than it does in a high fence. It tends to make more difference than it does in a wild situation.
All right, I understand.
Okay,
I do have and then I'll leave you alone. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
Sorry?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
Keep it clean. What is it?
Oh, it is clean. A gummy bear.
A what bear?
A gummy bear.
A gummy bear. Okay. On that one, Shane, we'll let you go. We've got callers on the line. All right. Thanks, buddy. There he goes. Let's see who we got next. That was a good call. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you all doing?
A gummy bear. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah.
That was it.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What? Yep.
I'm letting you know that there's white perch are in the Susquehanna big time. They came in.
I see that.
In earnest and really strong on Monday, ever since they receded the floodgates. And that's always an indication when those bigger females are up. And they're up in the rocks. They're all the way up to Deer Creek Falls, all the way down to probably a 95 bridge. The guys are still catching them down in the deep water. But they're
Wow.
Yeah, the big females, I always emphasize a lot. I don't know, one of the pictures I sent you, there was a boat below us on the same line over on the Cecil County side of the river where there's a drop-off that goes from about 3 foot to about 15 foot. And right on the edge of that drop is where those bigger female white perch were. And the boat below us, they were scraping them pretty good, but they were catching the smaller males off the top.
Got it.
And
you got to get a little deeper when they're 15 feet. You got to go to almost a quarter ounce to get down to where they're where you're going to pop them. You know.
Yeah, we were using an eighth and a 16th ounce, and you throw a little bit up current a little bit, and the hard thing to do is to be the patient enough to let your jigs get down, because you'll feel the little males tapping on it, but the bigger females are right on the bottom. And color is not really critical. I don't use another thing these fellas were using was pieces of night crawler on the hook, and when you put that on, that's just an instant. The males aren't even going to let it get to the bottom. They're just going to
take
it off. But it was interesting being on the same plane, our boat being above them a little bit and watching, obviously they weren't looking up, but to see the size of the fish they were catching. It's amazing, too, what people keep since there is a size limit on perch, which I don't know about having to sit there and fill a five-gallon bucket up. I don't know how many five-gallon buckets I see people sitting on the shoreline trying to fill these things up. It's pretty ridiculous.
They're allowed to do it, and if they feel like cleaning an 8-inch perch, it's not up to me to tell them they can't.
Alan, I'd rather see 4 to 6-inch stuff go in a bucket, but up there, it's a shame. But one thing up quick, we were talking about the blue cats. A friend of mine is telling me that these blue cats are now could be a problem with these other perch and stuff. And
oh my gosh,
crabs and stuff. I'm starting to worry about my perch.
That's one of the top foods is the white perch, even yellow perch. I mean, they'll eat anything. And I think there's 14 different species that they affect in the bay that have been in decline since 2017, 2018 when we had that freshet of low salinity in the bay system, and their main run in the Potomac, scattered out to, they could just travel anywhere they wanted, and now they're everywhere in every river system in the bay, and they're giants.
Yeah.
Some of them are giants,
Yeah,
I mean, 84 pounds is the state record, was caught a couple decades ago down in Mattawoman Creek, I believe. And, but if they can get 84 pounds in Mattawoman, they can get 84 pounds in the Susquehanna. And the flatheads are just about the same as far as eating machines is concerned. So I got to get some copies of Big Ass Fish to you, because we cover all that.
Are they all Are they out at Clyde yet?
No, they're not at Clyde, but they will be this coming week. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just, when I stop down there, I'll grab a copy. But I'm sure it's on Target for sure.
Well, we got a few of them out. It's online, too. BIGAZZFISA. Oh, he's online?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man.
One other quickie. A friend of mine sent me a little video. I was trying to send it to you of these snakeheads up right at the tail race at Conowinga Dam on the Hartford County side, right where the lift is. It was amazing, Alan. It had to be hundreds and hundreds of, it's a video, a little video of these snakeheads below the Conowinga Dam. And some of these, I thought it was carp. When I saw the video, I thought it was carp, but they were congregated in this one little corner. A guy was able to stand there at the fence, and it's right at the sign where it says, no fishing above the sign.
Right.
But it was amazing seeing all these snakeheads.
Yeah,
up there. Yep. So they're
young fella that Mason Newton that wrote an article growing up fishing lives up there in Northeast. He's caught 6 dragons in the last 2 weeks. Caught or shot, one or the other. Either both fished them or caught them on hook and line. So
I'm gonna give it a shot up there and try. I'll take my boat up there and try the Cecil County side and fish it. You know, the tail race on the where the floodgates are, and see if I can get one. I haven't done that yet. My son has.
Yes, I know he has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
So.
It doesn't matter where he goes. All right. Well.
All right, buddy. Marty.
White birch up there.
Got it. Everybody knows. Everybody who is a fisherman in Maryland knows who Marty Gary is.
Right.
Marty Gary is now Executive Secretary of the Potomac River Fisheries Commission.
Uh-huh.
And he contributed to Big Ass Fish, and he tells the story, calls it the Blue Catfish Chronicles, 1970 to 2023, and he tells the whole story of from the initial stocking from the folks in Virginia all the way up to the current day. So good information. If anybody wants to read it online, it's www.bigazzfish.com. All right.
Check that out.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Lee sent me a picture of a 13-inch perch he caught. So, but speaking of perch fishing, let's go to Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Clyde's has everything you need for perch, everything you need for striped bass, everything you need for any type of fishing. He's got snakehead lures. They've got the catfish bait. They've got the big salty minnows. These big minnows, these black salties is what they call them. They're giant bait fish that you can use for snakeheads or largemouth bass or even striped bass if you want. Some of the impoundments, they've got it all. They've got fresh line that you can put on your spools. They got the Shakespeare rods and reels, the Fluger rods and reels. They got the ugly stick. They carry the beautiful line of St. Croix rods, which are. They've got those too. If you like that brand pen, so why not stop by, get your fishing license. If you broke a tip off your rod, they can repair your fishing rod. They've got all the terminal tackle too, as well. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, don't forget if you're going crabbing, Clyde's has everything for crabbing, too. They've got the open-top crab traps. They've got the nets. They've got the tongs. They've got the gloves. They've got the trot lines, too, and they've got the materials to make your own trot line, if you like. They even have their own brand of seasoning and the steamer pots there, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hams Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108, Clydesports.com's website, open 7 days a week. Yes, they are. Hey, our friends over there at Backyard Billy's, take a look around your backyard, then go look at their backyard. There's no comparison. I mean, maybe you have a chicken coop in your backyard, but maybe you don't. And if you don't and you're raising chickens, you need to go to Backyard Billy's. Maybe you have a dog and you like to put him out in his own little kennel in your backyard. Well, they've got those too. No question about that. How about a greenhouse? Want to raise your own tomatoes, keep the birds and squirrels and rabbits from eating them? get yourself a beautiful little greenhouse up there at Backyard Billy's. They've got them. You need something for the kids to do during the summer? School's going to be out before too long. There you go. Backyard Billy's. Get one of those gym sets. But what you really want to take a look at are those tables and chairs. Poly in all different colors. When I say poly, it's the, you know, the artificial wood. They look like wood, but they're, oh, gorgeous colors. Tremendous selection. They have hardwood, too. They have basic picnic tables if you need one of those. The Adirondack chairs stacked up to the sky. 300 of them in stock. On the gym sets, the tiki bars, the storage sheds, free delivery, and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. You'll see the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe and outdoor fire pits if you like to make some s'mores or have a little bonfire. They've got all that. Backyard Billy's. Visit their website, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. They're located right off Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. You'll see them if you're coming from the bridge. You'll see them on the right, and then you get off the exit. You see them from the left. I'm not sure what the exit is going that way. But, you know, you'll find them. Backyard is going to look just great if you stop by Backyard Billy's this weekend. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
All right, callers on the line. Let's see, who's first here, Aaron? Rob in Pasadena, thanks for holding on. I think we got Fran in Baltimore after you. Good morning, Rob. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller, and I listened to you. I work late at night, and I started listening to you off and on, but lately I've kind of been listening, and I wanted to ask you what... I'm thinking about getting, I'm not really a fisherman, you know, I've never really got into hunting much, and I just turned 62 in March, and I'm thinking about getting, a small boat,
okay.
And take my grandson and my granddaughter out, and my wife, and then, just wanted to know if, what size boat, and if, what approximate cost would be. You know, something safe, and I'll tell you where I would be fishing at. It would be, I don't know if you're familiar with Fort Smallwood Road down in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Stony Creek area.
Yep.
Back in there, yeah. So, and then it goes, I'm real close to Stony Creek Bridge, and then it goes out into the... Patapsco. But anyhow, would you recommend like a small boat? And then one other thing is I live in a townhome and they have, they have the regulations and stuff. Now, do I have to have that, like a license or a sticker for that? Or, do I got to keep it down at the, where they keep the canoes and all the other boats? They have an area down where the boat ramp, it's like a boat launch down that area. What size, like a starter boat would you recommend for me? You know, just for like two adults and maybe two small kids.
Okay. You ask a lot of questions, and I understand your enthusiasm, and it's exciting. So I would start with a bare minimum of a 14-foot John boat, bare minimum, okay?
A 14-foot, okay.
Well, bare minimum. 14-foot's comfortable. Go as wide as you possibly can, and we're talking about a John boat now with a small motor on it. Up to maybe 20 horsepower. You know, I don't know that I'd go much bigger than that. You're going to have to need it. You're going to need to put it on a trailer to haul it around. I hope you have a trailer hitch on your car or truck or whatever. But my best advice to anybody is if you're looking for fishing tackle, if you're looking for, boats, you're looking for any type of thing like that, is to shop. Go to the different dealers. I don't know if you're experienced online as far as looking at different things, but look at do a search engine for aluminum or John boats near me and see what you come up with. See what you come up with. Big box carries a lot of them, but I don't necessarily recommend a big box. Your independent dealer is going to probably take care of you a little better, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Look for the type of boat you want to find first, narrow it down. Okay, I'm looking for a 60-inch wide, 14-foot John boat. Start there and figure out which manufacturer you like, and then go see the features and talk to the dealers and see what you like, and see what kind of service is available for the outboard engine. See what kind of trolling motor you're going to want, if you even want a trolling motor, which I highly recommend, and see what kind of gear it takes. And then once you get all that, then say, okay, what about accessories? I got a boat and a motor and a trailer. Now what do I need? Well, you're going to need navigation lights. You're going to need an anchor. You're going to need a fire extinguisher. You're going to need a safety kit. You're going to need a flare gun. You're going to need even a VHF radio. If you want to fish, you might want a depth finder. You might want a sonar scanner. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do. But go shop. Go shop. Do a little due diligence on research and then go shop. But I'm thinking where you're talking about something 14 foot is going to be bare minimum.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, I just want to putt around in the creek a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, see, the reason why I asked you about having the, you know, taking the boat, I live right behind, I can literally walk down my back hill, the back hill there in the community, and I can carry the boat right down a hill there, and there's like a little, it's a small beach there. But they have, like I said, they have the boat ramp, couple of, there's a pier down, you know, right up the, a little further up in the, court up its little recreation area there. But I could actually pull the boat up if I could have somebody come with me and carry it. We could just pull it up, bring it back up in my backyard and leave it back there. But I don't think they allow that.
I wouldn't go that route. I'd figure it for a trailer or store it somewhere, you know.
I wasn't trying to do that, but anyhow. And then one other thing about these inflatable things, are they reliable just to do something like that? Just to
not
go out very far?
No.
No, I know.
No, you wouldn't catch me in an inflatable boat. I mean, unless you're the Coast Guard and have something that size, yeah, maybe.
I saw somebody with one a while back.
Some off the rack inflatable. Not for me, and not for fishing with sharp hooks and things like that. So sorry.
Sure. And then
okay.
Real quick, in that place, the fishing is it called Clyde's? It's right off of Exit 9.
Yeah, Clyde's Sport Shop.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll go by there. So
go by there and see what you need for equipment. Hey, man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Sure.
You have a great day. Alrighty. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Miss Fran. How you doing?
Yes. Good morning, Alan. I was adding my name to the condolences for Stan, the truck driving man.
Yep.
To his family. I will hold his memory in my heart the rest of my life, and I'll tell you why. Out of the clear blue sky, he called the show one day and acknowledged my birthday by singing happy birthday to me. I'm not one of his personal friends. I'm not a family member, but it showed what kind of heart he had. And he had a nice singing voice, too.
Yep.
And I will never forget that. And I'm so glad I have it on a cassette tape. I can play it whenever I want. But that's the kind of heart that man had. Along with his personality and contribution to the show. And I appreciated that. It blew me away. I couldn't believe it. But I will always remember him for that.
Very well said. Very well said. He was a special dude. He really was. Never got to meet the man, and that's on me. That's unfortunate for me. But, you know, he did mean a world to this show. And we were his friends, and we hopefully, you know, he was ours. And I think we kind of got that message and the mutual respect that came from that. We just we're just going to miss him. There's no question about it. So it's he was a part of the show. He was a regular part of the show, and so we were devastated. I mean, Robin and I talked about it all week long, quite frankly. So
mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, thank you for the good thoughts on that. I mean, just a good man.
My pleasure. All right.
Yep.
Take care.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Fran. Appreciate the call on that. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
Happy
you.
Mother's Day.
Thank
Take
you.
Care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, folks, it is interesting. We build relationships on this show. We Sometimes don't get to meet the people that we talk to, of course, but you know, we'll be at a show or something that happened this year out of Howard County. Somebody came up and said, "Hey, we listen to your show. We love it. And longtime listener and always wanted to meet you." It's just, you know, there are callers in the past, good God, 35 years, that I wish I would have met. Some I did, some I never did, but it's, we do kind of build this little mini community here. Online, and it means the world to me, and I hope you enjoy what we do here as well, rather than just some other guy on the radio. You know, we try to bring a little relief to this crazy nutso world. We touch on the issues, but we're not screaming about something. Maybe back in the day we did, but we're not screaming right now. So we're speaking out, and I think we should. I think we should always speak out. I think we should always, you know, make our opinions known. But I've come to realize that this show and what it means is that, you know, it's an escape from all that crap. So bear with me on that. I hope we don't bore you. We hope we entertain you. We hope we enlighten you. We hope you enjoy the things.
Guns or not much, but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay, good grief, we are back. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. All kinds of text. We went off the line. Station had to reboot. The power went off the station, not me. It did kick me out. It kicked the Comrex out. And I got all kinds of people texting and asking if the dog tripped over the wire. Maybe Stan did it. Maybe he did. Who knows? Just to let us know who's still in charge. How about that? But to John and Clay and Tim and everything, we're back for the last remaining few minutes of the show. So never a dull moment, is it? I don't know how much you heard. I mean, I was talking to everybody. I was thanking our audience. I was saying how much everybody meant to me, and I don't think anybody heard any of that, because I went on for, once the power went off, I went on for several minutes just talking about, you know, the relationships in this audience and the closeness we feel to our friends in the audience. And sometimes we meet them and sometimes we don't. And, you know, there's many regrets of callers in the past that are no longer with us that, you know, we just didn't get to meet in person. And, but that's the nature of this beast, unfortunately. But, you know, I tried to say that this show is, I say, a respite from the rest of the world. You know, we sit here and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We talk about, you know, things like, you know, the gun bills and, you know, that type of stuff. But I'd much rather talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and getting out there and doing it and relating to those of you who are out there and answering questions and all that kind of stuff. So all of our commercials are, I got all that in? Okay, thank you. Let's talk to Patty in Delaware. Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Better now that the power's back on.
Hello?
For a few minutes. Better now that the power's back on for a few minutes. Can you hear me? Patty?
Alan?
I'm loud and clear, Patty. It must be on your end. Try us again. I think she might be fooled by the delay. We have a 7-second delay, so if you are trying to listen on the radio to yourself while talking to me, it doesn't work because you're 7 minutes behind in the, or 7 seconds behind in the conversation. So call back, Patty. We'll try to get all that try to get back to you. Give us a call back. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. All right. Let's see. Ah, my, what a lot of activity here. Robin's not here to to help. So, all right. I know you heard a lot of commercials, but we still have some folks that we need to talk about that we didn't, and I have to talk about them because that's why they pay their bill. So I do need to tell you about Spurry. I'll be as brief as possible. Spurry's Tire Service, right here in Easton, corner of Dover and Elliott, just off Route 50. It's where all of us locals get our auto work done, our tires right there, American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, and more. And just let it be understood that if you have a tire, they can replace it. They've got everything. garden tractors, farm tractors, and more. They have tire repair, which I've used, full-service automotive repair, which I've used, and they'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. That's important. They have a 24-hour truck service, and they have much more. Spurrier's customers are very happy, very satisfied for 30 years. There's no appointment needed for tires. Give them a call, 410-822-7384. Stop by, corner of Dover and Elliott. Spurrier's Tire Service is the website. Phone number again, 410-822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service. Backyard Billy's, Graysonville. Anything you need for your backyard, any type of heat source that you need, gas, electric, wood, pellet, barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. They've got the picnic tables, the Adirondack chairs, the chicken coops. They've got the dog kennels. They've got the greenhouses. They've got the gym sets for the kids and the tiki bars for the adults, and storage sheds, too, with free delivery and setup within 60 miles. Free delivery to the beaches. Garden decorations. They are the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. And Clyde Sport Shop. Anything you need for fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, crabbing too. They've got a large selection of crabbing supplies. They're a full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a great firearm, they have all the other brands too. They've got rifle scopes and binoculars. They've got ammunition. They've got gunsmithing, scope mounting, rod and reel combinations, rods, reels, fishing line, terminal tackle, live bait, minnows for any kind of fishing. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Sorry about the trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't make the power go off. That was a power higher than me. Maybe BG&E, I don't know. Who is the power company for Baltimore now? All right, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Glenn. Good, buddy. How are you?
You're doing?
We're doing good.
Alan?
Glenn, how are you doing?
Alan?
See, look at that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure what's going on. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if everything's normal or not. Glenn, can you hear me okay? Okay. Well, thankfully, we're here at the end. I hope my voice is going out over the air. We're just having trouble connecting with people. Check that out during the when we're done and see if there's anything going on there. But if you and I are talking and I can hear the station, I'm not sure what happened, so, and why I can't hear, or why the callers can't hear me. You can hear me, right? And our listeners can hear me, but our callers can't hear me. Yep. Glenn is gone. I can hear you. I mean, I'm getting all kinds of texts from people, and I appreciate that. See, our audience keeps me up to date, that's for sure. Everybody can hear me, but we just can't connect on the telephone. I don't know why that is. So, this is exhausting when this kind of stuff happens. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully by next week we'll have all this stuff done. So, good grief. So, I don't know what to say here at the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I just hope everybody has a great Mother's Day. Those of you who have mothers, which is all of us, remember your mom this time of year, and we'll be celebrating with four generations, three mothers here tomorrow, and you know, hopefully all of you will be able to have a great Mother's Day, a great weekend. Looks like it's getting ready to rain, so welcome relief is that music, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, get out and stay out. Enjoy your weekend. Give your mom a hug, whether she's here or whether she's not. And tell her you love her. We'll see y'all next week.